Good morning. There are so many things that this church has given me, especially love. Andre, the son of Solo and Farah, and the brother of Dina and Miali, now in peace, has taught me so many things about love. Andre approached me first. He talked to me first, and he loved me first, just like Jesus did to me. You can see his love being reflected throughout his family. Life is hard when there's so much hate, but no forgiveness. It is love that this church gave me and helped me gain confidence to love and forgive again. This is why I give back to this church. Unfortunately, lives can be lost when we are not blessed with love. My cousin Hagir in Korea, who was 57, has also died of a heart attack a couple weeks ago. He said he didn't want to live any longer. He was in a very hopeless situation where his family was mad at him and couldn't forgive him, all because of money and their selfish reasons. Whether his death was a suicide or related to stress and depression, we do not know. I want to give to this church because it's my family, and if there's anything I can do to save even one person, I want to do it. This Friday at work, I've been selected to be a part of the engagement team committee, consisting of 6 people, including me. The main purpose of this committee is to be the voice of the people and bring real issues to the table and make work a better place by discussing these real problems. This church has trained me and taught me about these principles without ridiculing or judging me, and that's why I am ready and not afraid to be a part of this committee, and maybe the reason why they even picked me in the first place. This is why I give back to this church. This church has given me and taught me so many things that I am able to live with boldness and love. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. God bless you.